Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I want to say welcome and so glad to have such a broad contingency with us today. I really liked it when the lady from North Carolina said reporting in. That shows that you take this as a responsibility and like a duty and like a, you know, the Lord told me, he said, as nations raise up an air force, I am raising up a prayer force, and I believe that you are one that he's raised up. Alaska, he had to raise you up pretty early in the morning today, and we have a really good contingency from Canada. I think it's the first time I've heard New Brunswick, and we have Saskatchewan as well as Toronto, Mississauga, Ontario, in the UK this morning. And then when I go for our noon prayer, they'll hand me a sheet, which will, on our new system, which will print out how really representative we were. But I still keep my call. I still mark you off in the morning when you call in because I want to know who's here when we're getting together to pray. And I tell you, my heart's heavy today. It's heavy about our nation. And if you don't have your Bible with you, I'm going to give a couple of news items, and I'd like you to get your Bible so you can turn to Jeremiah 25. So while you're doing that, I got from Joe in Collinsville, our Collinsville church. She sent me this. In 2019, over 62 countries will be having elections for the top leadership position. And these elections will impact over 3 billion people. So those are nations having elections for their top people. She said, Joe said, what an amazing time to be praying first of all. And we're going to be talking about the nations when we get ready for our study here. But one of the nations, and of course this is the Israel prayer call, and they're going to have their general election April 9th. Now, the way it goes over there, they have parties, and each party has an election and rates their top people, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So the Likud, who is the party of Benjamin Netanyahu, is going to be having its primary on February 5th. So I'm taking this from the Jerusalem Post today. They put a poll out to see how popular the people are in each party. And so this is the report this morning for the Likud. The candidates with the most extensive defense experience, and they've got some General Yoav Gallant and former Shin Bet director, Avi Dichter. Shin Bet, of course, being there like the CIA. They are the most popular. In other words, people who have defense experience are the most popular as the Likud heads towards its primaries on February 5th, internal polling shows. Prime Minister Netanyahu and Gallant made a joint statement to the press Wednesday to announce the latter joining the Likud. Gallant, who was a minister in Kalanu until recently, in other words, he's changing parties, signed his membership papers in front of the media. So you can join any party you want to, and only members of that party get to vote in the primaries. Only people who have signed up to be in the Likud will get to vote in their primary on February 5th. And, of course, then it gives the ratings of some other people as they came out. The poll was sent to a random sampling of 19,000 out of the Likud's over 120,000 members. And the results are taken from 921 people who gave complete answers. That means you had to rate 12 candidates. The Likud has been polling at around 30 seats in recent weeks. And quite a few incumbent MKs appear unlikely to get a realistic spot on the list. So, according to the polls, which we know how wrong they could be, but according to the polls, the Likud will get around 30 seats. There are 120 seats. To form a government, you have to have 61 seats. So let's say the Likud gets 30 seats. Then the top 30 people who have been rated by their own members will have a seat in the Knesset. Now, 30 is not enough. So, but let's say that's the largest. They could got more than anyone else. The next person got 28. The next party got 28. Then Likud will try to make coalitions with other parties to equal 61. New parties are forming, and the new parties have good people at their heads. One of them is my friend Moshe Ya'alon, General Ya'alon. They call him Boogie. He is actually, it was quite a set of circumstances that caused him to be my friend, and I can say he's my friend. If you've been with me to Israel, you know that we'll go down into a small room in some hotel in Jerusalem, and then suddenly there'll be a lot of security, and in will come Boogie, and he'll speak to us, and he'll lay it on the line with us what's happening. I'm just shocked at some of the things that he's told us. I really hope that his party gets enough votes that he can be, I'm sure he'll be number one on their list of candidates that he can be on. And I'm sure that when we go back to Israel, he'll come and visit us. And there's another new party that has Bennett and Ayelet. I think it's Shaked that's the head of it. So it seems like some new people, good people, are going to be in the election. Now, we're going to come to the United States. And this is where my heart is so heavy. We have meetings. We have our noon prayer meeting today where I'll be sharing some of this. And then we have a meeting on Sunday at 3 o'clock. And, oh, Sunday at 3. The Lord has been dealing with me about an awakening in America. He told us in June 2008, one thing will save America, and it is an awakening to God. And then he told us to pray in, out at Prayer Mountain, to pray in an awakening. And we saw that he wanted us to use our influence to get others to pray. And so we do have some influence only given by God. It can be no other way. But he has called me to help the prayers, and he's given us a platform. And I'm telling you, I did on my tweet, I have a new resolve at this time of year when we're making resolutions, but this is deeper than that, to increase my prayer, my individual praying for an awakening to God. Our nation, our president spoke last night to the nation, and one of the lines that he said was that the other people in the other party were for a barrier at the southern border, a fence, until he was elected. And that's the thing right now. The deep state government, which includes not only the Democratic Party, but even Republicans, some Republicans. And without being a Democrat or a Republican, let me say this. Everything hinges right now on a judgment of the nations. The nations of this world are on trial before God. Whether they're going to be a sheep nation or a goat nation, Matthew 25, Jesus will judge them when he comes back at the end of the seven-year period that we call the tribulation, when he comes back from the marriage supper of the Lamb. And by the way, I'm going to be in Siloam Springs, Arkansas on Friday night, and I'm going to be talking about what is the future of the church now. And that future is soon, I believe, to know a catching away of the church and then the seven-year tribulation, and all of this is tied up with the judgment of the nations. Right now, we have a president, and I believe that he's a God-given president, as I wrote in my book, First of All and the Awakenings, which I'm offering to you today for only $5. I want you to have this book, only $5 plus shipping. I will give you our number to call. before I hang up here. Actually, if I forget that, I better do it right now. 1-800-972-3447. I'm offering my book, First of All, and The Awakenings. It gives the history of the awakenings. It also tells about how I came to know that God had chosen Donald Trump to be president. I'm also going to be offering a mini-book, The Judgment of the Nations, for how they treat Israel. I'm going to offer that for only $2 plus shipping. The Judgment of the Nations. The nations of the earth are going to be judged as nations, and they are judged on only one fact, one criteria, and that is how they treat the chosen nation of Israel. Right now, I hear it over and over when I go to Israel. I read it in everything I read. No president ever has so allied the United States and Israel as Donald Trump. That is going to equal our knowing blessings and our being a sheep nation. Genesis, of course, 12:3. Those who bless Israel, he will bless. Those who curse, he will curse. And so he has aligned us with Israel more than any other president. Satan is very against us. He told my dear friend Lynn Hammond when she was very young in prayer, Satan, God told her, Satan in the last days is going to try to make America a goat nation as a slap in the face to God. Lynn told me she didn't even know what was a goat nation, what was a sheep nation. She had to look it up in the Word. But God was training her. The Holy Spirit trained Lynn. And he was training her to pray for Israel. And so we do. And in praying for Israel, a prayer for our government in the United States, which is, I got an email from Eddie Hyatt. He has a new book out, and it's about the 1858-1859 prayer awakening that swept the whole country before the Civil War. And he said in his little message that he sent me, never has our country been so divided as it was before the Civil War. But a prayer revival saved the Republic, saved us from splitting apart. And now there is a move afoot to split us apart. And I don't say that it's the Democrats. I don't say that it's the deep state, even though they are pawns. It's the enemy. It's Satan. Now, I would like you to go to Jeremiah chapter 25 when you had time to get your Bible. Jeremiah, of course, was a prophet. And God is speaking to him starting in verse 15 about the nations. You know that there are three groups of people, the Jews, the nations, and the church. 1 Corinthians 10:32. Now, in Jeremiah, I think I'll start at verse 14. Well, I think I'll start at verse 13 because it's the time of the Babylonian dispersion. And God, it's time for it to end. And God is saying that he's going to judge them, Babylon, verse 13. And I will bring upon that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, all that is written in this book which Jeremiah hath prophesied against all the nations. Now God moves out to all the nations. For many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of them also, Israel. And I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. God himself is going to judge the nations. Now he begins with the prophet. And he says, for thus saith Jehovah, God of Israel, unto me, take the wine cup of this fury at my hand, and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it. There is a cup of judgment. We don't have time on this call to read about it, but I'll give you where you can read about it. Psalm 75:8, Isaiah 51:17, Isaiah, that's going to be the judgment, the cup that Israel has to drink. Isaiah 51, 21 through 23. Zechariah 12 and 14. And it speaks of this cup of judgment that God gives nations to drink. Now, he's going to send Jeremiah to all the nations. We're going to read which all nations he sends them to. But if you have that, he says to Jeremiah the prophet, take the wine cup of this fury at my hand and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it. God's judgment. And they shall drink and be moved and be mad because of the sword that I will send among them. Now we're going to skip down to verse 31. A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth. For the Lord, Jehovah, has a controversy with the nations. He has a controversy with the nations. And his controversy is, I sent a nation to reveal me to you. How did you treat them? He said to Israel once, I sent prophets. How did you treat them? So he sent the nation of Israel to the nations to reveal himself, and he's going to judge those nations for how did they treat them. All nations will be judged. Someone said to Billy Graham, will the Lord judge America? He said, well, if he doesn't, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes, he will. Yes, he does. Now, here we're going to go back to the judgment that God sent Jeremiah the prophet. God said to Jeremiah the prophet, verse 15, Jeremiah 15, 25, 15, take the wine cup of this fury, he's furious, at my hands, and cause all the nations to drink, because, verse 31 tells us, he has a controversy with the nations. And so Jeremiah says, verse 17, I took the cup at Jehovah's hand, and I made all the nations to drink it, unto whom the Lord sent me. First, in verse 18, and judgment comes first of always to the house of the Lord. He sent it to Jerusalem. Then, 19, Egypt. Verse 20, the land of Uz, Philistia. Verse 21, Edom, that's Saudi Arabia, Moab and Ammon, Jordan. Verse 22, all the kings of Tyre and Sidon, Lebanon, and the kings of the isles which are beyond the sea. So that's beyond the sea, beyond the great sea, beyond the Mediterranean. He sent it to all the kings of Arabia, verse 24. Verse 25, the kings of Zimri and Elam. Elam, of course, is, and the kings of the Medes. Elam, of course, is Iran. Verse 26, all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, all, now get this statement, all the kingdoms of the world upon the face of the earth. All the kingdoms of the world upon the face of the earth, the isles beyond the sea. That gets us, Canada. That gets us, America. Therefore, shall you say unto them, God says to Jeremiah, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, that's God of armies, Yahweh Sabaoth, the God of Israel, drink ye, and be drunken and spew and fall and rise no more because of the sword which I send among you. I will, into verse 29, I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth. Verse 30, therefore prophesy. That's how it's going to be done. Thou unto them all these words and say unto them, Jehovah shall roar from on high and utter his voice from his holy habitation. against all the inhabitants of the earth. Verse 31, a noise shall come to the ends of the earth, for Jehovah hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead, that's a legal term, plead his case, with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coasts of the earth. Earth is going into judgment, and it needs to be judged. The evil needs to be taken out of the earth, and God's going to take it out of the earth. I used to say, how did Jeremiah do this? Because people didn't travel very far in the days of Jeremiah. He couldn't possibly have gone to all the kingdoms of the world. But then I came to know, as I studied and contemplated this chapter through the years, when he said it, when God's word goes out, it is done. When Jeremiah put this into words, it traveled even to America. It traveled right here as we're reading it this morning on the pages of this book. So America, Canada, bless the Lord, the UK, we have to pray as never before for an awakening to God. We have to pray, first of all, for those in authority. I know that I know that I know one thing will save America, and that is an awakening to God. Will you join me now in praying for it? Holy Father, precious Holy Father, give us a spirit of prayer. Daniel prayed for prayer. And then when he received the prayer, he prayed it. It was filled with repentance for his nation, his people. And, oh, Father, we do pray for our nation, our people. The enemy, you wrote, you said, and it is written, hath done this. The enemy is against you sent, Lord. You sent people to this continent with the message of God and to worship God freely. And, oh, Father, the enemy of God is against you, as you well know, and he is against your purposes. In the name above all names, Holy Father, we lift up your purposes, your divine purposes for America, for Canada. The destiny, Father, that it be a light. As you made Israel to be a light to the nations. And Father, now as they have come home, in the name above all names, we lift them up. We join with them. We join with Israelis who are praying, Father, and I know there are, that you would put people and give them a voice in the Knesset that would hear you and speak, that would hear you and decide, that would hear you and move, oh, Father. These are critical days, very critical days. Even a war could loom. I don't know. Ishadobrata, that, but it seems like the probability of it is so real. Your will and your way must come forth. And we pray in the name above every name for the elections in Israel, that God's people those that would move with you. You have brought this land back from the sword. You have brought them up out of the graves, as is written in Ezekiel. And, O Lord, as is written in Ezekiel, you have joined bone to bone. You have put flesh and sinew. And, Father, now we are asking you, according to your promise, as it is written in Ezekiel 37, Spirit would enter them. The Holy Spirit would enter them. Father, as I see the Holy Scriptures, I see that they're going to recognize you, Jeremiah 12, when you put your feet down, when he puts his feet down and they look upon him whom they've pierced. I see throughout the Scriptures that you deal with Israel as a nation and that you forgive their sins in one day. And they're moving ever toward redemption, ever toward restoration. And with our eyes upon them, we know that earth and nations are headed toward judgment. Oh, Holy Father, we're here at this time. Each person on this call is here at this time. And at this time in the morning, we've joined a prayer to ask you, in the name above all names, to establish Jerusalem a praise in the earth, to make it whole. The shalom, the peace we're to pray for is for the wholeness of Jerusalem. We lift up that. We obey this that you told us in Isaiah. Do not keep silence and do not give me any silence. We give you no silence, Lord, for Jerusalem and Israel, and also for our own nations, Lord. Holy Father, I implore you, and I pray for the body of Christ, that they will be visited by the Holy Spirit of God with an awakening, an awakening that will so affect America that it is our streets are awakened. The sinners are awakened. People are conscious of a presence of God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Ilabrasote, give us that ilobrashtiando utterance in the Holy Ghost. Ilivritasho nebrato sengalabrati. Ke fratisco nora macandi. Ilibrato riabassato lo bahascende librato. Ilibresiactor godonchenero to tabra pacalagadino no hobrete. Ilivritasho neria macalododondevri bashahatanya micaladonia nicaladavratasho nakila baratito ajande levace. Holy Father. Holy Father. May each person on this phone conference be moved upon by you to become a vessel of prayer. Elibratote dehishando frataska, for an awakening as never before. Oh, shetato de kahapari, tanjurgo sheta. Ete de paharatishko tonji divra. My God and King, we worship you. My God and King, we praise you. Precious Jesus, we adore you. We magnify your holy name, and we look for your soon coming. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, how we do thank God and praise God and praise you. Elibranda, who help us to pray. You are the spirit of prayer. You are the spirit of an awakening. And we pray in the name above all names that you would manifest yourself among us. In the name, in the name, in the name. Praise you. I have a conference call that I'm supposed to take part in, a White House conference call. at 10:30. That's usually about the time. They're notoriously late in getting online with us, and I have to leave my home at 11 to get out to Prayer Mountain by 12 for our prayer. So I don't know how long I'm going to be on the call. I'm told when they contacted us that it's about the southern border. And so I don't know whether I'm going to be able to report on that at our 12 noon prayer, what the call is about. But if you can, join us at 12 noon. And for sure, join us in prayer for an awakening to God. I'm going to give you that number one more time, 1-800-972-3447. And I offered our little mini book, The Judgment of the Nations, for how they treat Israel. That's just scriptures. We'll talk about the judgment of the nations and the reason why they're judged. And then I offered my book, which I wish every one of you had, First of All, and The Awakenings. Our toll-free number is 1-800-972-3447. Thank you so much for being here and being faithful to pray. Shalom, shalom.